Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. And whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where the worm never dies and the fire is not quenched." The Gospel of the Lord. In spite of his best efforts to teach and to reveal to his closest disciples the revelation of the kingdom of God and how their call to discipleship also required them to be people of action and mercy, in spite of those best efforts, the disciples were slow to understand. They would begin to get a glimpse of what Jesus was asking of them, but then their own biases and selfishness, their own misunderstandings would begin to take over. Thank goodness we're not like that, right? But he would oftentimes, when he noticed those misunderstandings starting to take root, would get his dander up a little bit and go out of his way to point out their fault and call them back to truth. And this is one of those situations where he is wrestling with a disciple group that is missing the mark. Because they're noticing that people they're not familiar with are beginning to be influenced by Jesus' teaching and starting to act in his name. But they're not one of them. So they immediately think that their works aren't just. And they want Jesus to tell them to stop it. They're failing to see that his mission and ministry was to spread the love of God worldwide, to allow it to grow and take root and blossom. So here he begins to teach them of the need to do that and shows as an example, anyone that acts in mercy and love truly is acting in his name. I'm going to tell you a little story about my dad. If he were to have the perfect career in my mind, it would have been to write bumper sticker slogans. Because it seemed like every possible instance there was where he could give you a little bit of folksy wisdom, he would do it. Most of them I can't possibly say in church. But one of the things he used to do was he would carry around a small wooden coin. It's like those wooden nickels you used to get, for those of you who are my age or older, in like souvenir shops. And he'd carry it with him. And the reason why he would carry that coin around with him is he really didn't like people that procrastinated. So he married the world's biggest procrastinator, and his son was the second biggest procrastinator. But if you would say to him upon needing to do something, well, when I get around to it, he would pull that wooden coin out of his pocket and printed on it was to it. So there's your round to it. Get around to it. Go. Get on it. Well, Jesus is doing that here. He's saying, quit procrastinating about proclaiming the kingdom. Even though I am still here, I want you to be a voice of truth and of love and of compassion. And if you're doing anything else, you're not following where I am leading. Because he knew that the human heart has a tendency to put things off. And we can do that same thing. We know what real discipleship is, and it's filled with self-giving to others. And sometimes we say, well, when I retire, I'll devote more time to charity. Or, well, when I finally get this much money, I'll be more generous with what I have. Or, after I hold this grudge for a while, maybe I'll forgive. No. We need to do those things right away. These readings actually dovetail perfectly with the idea of the St. Vincent de Paul Society and what that means in our world. A chance to devote our lives a little bit more to living out the works of God. It's not the only way. We've got tons of ways we can do it. But I think this might be an opportunity for some to maybe get that wooden coin in your hand, getting around to it, doing something that we can all live out our discipleship day to day and not simply put it off till tomorrow.